The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Female fiddler crabs find male suitors more attractive if the chaps can build predator-safe sandcastles. In the animal kingdom, females are often attracted to outrageously showy displays such as a peacock's plumage. The theory being that if gaudy males can escape from predators despite their flamboyant ornaments and behavior, they must be genetically fit and therefore good mates. Still, if females are constantly in danger of getting eaten by predators, flashy displays that flaunt safety instead of risk also might win hearts. And sure enough, such caution-driven courtship is exhibited by male fiddler crabs on Panama's Pacific coast. These guys build sandcastles next to the entrances of their burrows. They attract the attention of females to their beach homes by waving their one supersized claw in the air. Female crabs must leave the security of their homes to check out potential mates, and when they do so, they risk getting devoured by predatory shorebirds. When gulls and grackles are abundant, the females more often choose mates with protective burrows. Another interesting aspect of this discovery is that the female chooses a mate based on displays that actually benefit her directly rather than her offspring.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.